Imagine you are a single parent. Despite working your hardest as a bank teller, you are $500 in the red. Only a month ago, Congress exposed the situation to JP Morgan, the head of Chase Bank. How would the poor in this situation be able to support themselves? With a change to the minimum wage, situations like these would be prevented. One of the biggest concerns to raising the minimum wage is increasing unemployment. This only occurs, though, when the minimum wage is increased largely. Professors Bellman and Wilson discovered, when increases are moderate, decision-makers are too engaged in the world to change their existing arrangements. Though moderate increases are less of a rise than we want, it keeps good employment possibilities. So just raise it, right? Not exactly. If we want the minimum wage to be more effective, there should be reform to the law. Imagine a different wage, such as one described by political scientist Waltman. The wage would provide someone who works full-time with a decent standard of living. The law would apply to anyone, regardless of age or employer, and would be continuously adjusted. Extending the application of the minimum wage would make it far more effective. Thankfully, there is a system in place that supports workers called Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC for short. EITC is extra cash received based on how much someone works and how many children they have. Professors Newmark and Washer believe that the EITC program provides an additional boost to the incomes of families. This aid would even be enough to support emergency funds and savings accounts.
Yay!
From keeping a structured minimum wage, employment remains stable. Reforming the law can earn workers a wage based on healthy living. And with the combined aid of EITC, savings accounts can grow too. If you currently have to work overtime, multiple jobs, and or irregular hours to get by, then the minimum wage must be increased because it is not supportive enough.